got me ice cold NOS, and I'm ready to go.
I heard you slurping.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
How the fuck was your day?
Dude, my day and my week have been shit. Just straight shit.
What happened?
Well, Monday, you know, a national holiday. I recorded my podcast, and I get stuck in the middle of KSI and baby KSI duking it the fuck out, okay?
And here we
go. Here, you know, I'm a cultured man. I'm not about the drama. I'm trying to get along with everybody. And all I can picture when I hear you and Victory going at it is Billy Roach at the podium, you know, in that video where he's talking to the imaginary board of directors.
Yeah.
And like, so here you and Victory are, you know, KSI, baby KSI, sitting there. Both of you got your collars popped on your fucking polos going at it. And you were fucking wearing him out. I swear to God, I heard you throw your fucking loafers off and bow up like a banty rooster. I thought you was going to run over and fucking shit pop him.
Hey, but look, I'm going to tell you, I took my damn camouflage Crocs off. And I said, buddy, I don't want to hear your damn mouth. I said, Mr. Victory with the K, why don't you sit your ass down and let a Kentucky boy show you how it's done real quick.
Listen, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. I have not been surrounded by that much elitism since I was in Panama City, Florida, working after the hurricane and President Trump landed.
Hey, I'm the prototype.
I didn't know if you guys were talking Klan shit or if y'all were fucking planning how y'all were going to handle the next purge. Okay? That's kind of where we were.
Hey, look, I just had to let them know, you know what I'm saying, who was the prototype, you know what I'm saying? Because look, I know how much Bill's dick tastes good, like next fella, you know what I'm saying? Look, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? I was on that dick for a long time, I did what I had to do, and I understand that Victory is also attached to that man's penis now as well. And I just wanted to try and set him free, so he don't end up like me years later with nothing but regret and sadness.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't know what to do, so I just set my fucking phone down and started combing my mullet.
I'm telling you, man. Once I popped my damn camo Crocs off, I knew that shit was gonna go down. See, yeah. You know them socks where the damn toes are cut out in them.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
I had a pair of them. They were Duck Dynasty socks. I was just, I knew.
He had no idea what the fuck was fixing to happen, did he?
He didn't know. I mollywopped his ass. I ran up on him broad daylight. I did, son. I ran up on that boy with a damn sock full of rocks.
You hit with the old one, too?
I will say this. I'm 100% certain that baby KSI was the victor that day. And
I understand.
The one thing I go back to is that even though, I mean, I genuinely believe that Victory believed all the shit that he was saying that day, right? I mean, he didn't come across to me as just a liar or anything. But KSI being KSI, he can believe that shit all he wants. That don't mean they're not going to yank the fucking rug out from underneath him at the end of the day.
Hell no. Look, Victory, I'm going to tell you, if you're watching this boy, when Bill runs out of the boxing, you better watch your ass. Because I'm telling you, he will go nuts on your ass. I'm telling you, he will. When he runs out of boxing and the methadone clinic turns him away, he will be right back in y'all's hair. I promise you to God, he will be right back at you.
I do believe he's extremely naive because every big KSI breakoff always starts with them bringing inactive members, resurrecting them, thinking that because KSI was floundering, as they always do. So they resurrect an old leader who they think is going to save it all and put them on the board of directors like they've done this time. Now, how many times have they done that in the past?
I don't know. Every time there's a big split off and shit falls apart. So I don't know. Every year. About once a year. It's an annual affair. Like,
yeah,
they just find a new puppet.
Yeah. I do believe that Victory, and it, I mean, he was pretty naive to think that K7, a league named after KSI, ran by KSI members, is not going to be associated with KSI.
Mm-mm-mm. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what he thinks, man. I mean, at the end of the day, like I told him, you know, it's he's just a renter. You know what I'm saying? He's a tenant, yeah. Realistically. You know, he's living in someone else's house. And, you know, anytime that guy wants to come up and uplift his ass, there ain't going to be no 30-day notice. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of houses, that goes to the rest of the way the rest of the
fucking week. Oh, Lord have mercy. No, just tell him. Tell him the shit that happened.
Last night.
Oh, God.
Now, last night, I left and I came back and Corey had been drinking and smoked himself retarded, right?
Lord have mercy. Praise Dylan. Oh, my God.
He still passed smooth out, naked as a goddamn jailbird, landing his beanbag in the fucking living room with a goddamn double wide.
My ass cheek, the beanbag actually
it was
like,
full of sweat.
Was wedged up in my ass cheeks. And when I got up, I stood straight up and the beanbag stood up with me. It was up in my ass.
I walked in and I immediately knew there was a problem. And I said, Corey, what in the chicken fried steak fuck is going on up in here?
Right.
He said, what do you mean? And I said, the first thing I noticed is some motherfucker has stolen three of our window units.
I knew when I woke up sweatier. When I woke up sweatier and dog pissed, I knew something was going on. I'm telling you, I knew something wasn't right. The AC units were not working or something. And then we discovered what happened.
Yeah, we go to looking around and we've been fucking robbed.
Robbed. Somebody stole the damn AC unit straight out of our damn windows.
So then we get the trail cams and we go looking, and some motherfucker in a red Sunfire with white doors backs up in the fucking yard, hooks up to Corey's goddamn good fucking riding lawnmower.
Yep.
Comes inside multiple times while Corey's passed the fuck out and is being
multiple.
Here, leaves with it. He leaves with two cases of Mountain Holler.
Oh, God.
He spent at least 15 minutes in the bathroom, took every Hustler and goddamn gun magazine we had.
But we had some of them going back for a decade or longer. You know what I'm saying? So we had we had quite the collection. So, I mean, he really got away with like a gem.
Listen,
like some gems.
I've been putting a lot of thought in this, Corey, because I've been looking around taking inventory. We were hit by a pro. I thought it was just a normal crackhead.
No, this was a professional. No, this was he knew something. This was an inside job. Somebody was collaborating with him.
Listen, I ain't been hit this hard since my last divorce. This motherucker cleaned us out. He knew where
really
to hit.
I mean, now, hey, look, them damn AC units ain't cheap, buddy. Look, they were marked down from $100 to $65 at Magic Mart, and we got three of them motherfuckers. I'm not mistaken. I bought three, and you bought three more, and I don't know where the hell the other three went, but
listen,
I don't know what's done got into it.
I've been thinking all goddamn day while I was at work, right?
Yeah.
Somebody hired this motherfucker.
Had to be inside. It's probably damn KSI.
There you go. I was thinking it was either KSI. It might be. Hell, all them people over at XGC man chipped in a dollar a piece and hired a real pro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. We would have never saw his ass. He'd been in there and lickety split. They're a damn ninja. We would have never saw him.
It might have been that crazy stalker girl over at Unlimited that blocks us and unblocks us and sends us all kinds of messages, right?
She might have come over and stole our damn AC units for that damn team house they got, that damn mansion.
God damn it. You know what? It might have been that sumbitch we got into it up at the sack and save with.
I'll tell you what, it could very well be.
But this motherfucker was a pro, dude, because he, listen, stole the VCR with Corey's favorite Jane Fonda workout inside the motherfucker.
Buddy, I ain't been this pissed off since me and Rodney got in a fight down there at Save-A-Lot over the pick five, and I went for the last pack of fucking, you know, the hamburger meat that's already patted out in the hamburger so I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
And I reached for it, and he reached for it, and buddy, it was Duke's out since then, I swear. And I swear to God, it's a possibility that damn Rodney's behind this shit, because we ain't never got along. Ever since that damn confrontation at Save-A-Lot.
Yeah, whoever this motherfucker was goes in my room, spends at least 32 minutes in there according to the trail cams.
Yeah.
And I know it's the inside job because he stole the trail cams from inside my room. So I come in, I freak out. I'm like, what was this motherfucker doing in my bed? So I stripped the sheets off of it.
Yeah.
I flipped the mattress over, tried to sleep on it. Then I got to thinking, this son of a bitch is a pro. What if he was planning on me flipping the mattress over?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. What if he was in on that shit, bro? Like, what if he just knew? What if he just knew Terrico's gonna run up in here, flip this mattress over? So he left the side that you would usually sleep on completely unscathed, but he flipped your mattress over and fucked with that side.
I'm thinking this so much has got pecker tracks and fucking bed bugs and everything else on it.
Oh, probably. So,
listen, first thing Saturday morning when I'm off, I'm going to Goodwill getting a new bed. You bet your ass on that.
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, I tell you what, man, I was scrolling down Facebook Marketplace. Now, listen, now it's a floor model and there's a urine stain on it, but I'm telling you, I know this fella over in town here and he has them real cheap. $5.99 for three of them. Now, listen, that sounds like a lot, but you get three of them.
That's true.
That's true.
You probably, I don't know. You can probably just sleep in your damn beanbag chair, but we definitely going to have to replace these fucking ACs because it's a hot motherfucker up in here.
I mean, we can't do all that. I mean, we can't
not
do all
the first
that.
Of the month.
That ain't in the budget.
Yeah.
This is bullshit right here. I've been looking, every time I look around, I notice something fucking missing.
Look, I shit you not. Somebody ran up in here and they literally stole our damn can opener. I'm not joking. I shit you not. Our damn electric can opener is missing. And four Landy. Cans of pinto beans is just mistake. They're not Landy. Accounted for. Four cans of pinto beans is gone. Lux.
Where the hell?
Name brand. Name brand, Terrico. Name brand. Lux.
Where the hell was your mom at last night, Landry? That sounds like our divorce.
Yeah.
I'm right, telling guys. You, I ain't been wiped out this goddamn hard since I fucking... Holy shit, dude. They hit us hard.
What was this?
What about,
did you get a good
what
look
about
at this fella
ice
or what?
Yeah. You know what? I didn't even check his fucking ice trays.
Oh, no.
I can tell you what, though. Motherfucker stole a goddamn big brand new 16-pack of toilet paper. You know how hard that shit is to come by these days?
Oh, my God.
Damn, son. I tell you what, man. I had about a quarter of a bag of damn dried menthol tobacco. You know what I'm saying? He stole all that shit.
Listen, we need you guys' help. This motherfucker's driving a red car with white doors.
White doors, Sunfire. He took off. He tried to jump start the damn Sunfire with the riding lawnmower. Couldn't figure that shit out. He strapped the Sunfire. He damn winched it to the damn riding lawnmower. And drove away with the lawnmower and the Sunfire attached to it, loaded with our shit.
Yeah.
Gone.
He goddamn sure did. This is bullshit. He stole at least one of the grills off the goddamn deck, and we got two more dogs missing.
Two more. I still don't know what happened to him. I mean.
It's fucking bullshit.
Thank God you guys have 28 more dogs.
Did you get a good look at him? Because I saw you over your shoulder. I was watching you watch the shit.
Listen,
the dude definitely had a rat tail.
He was bald with rat tail, had a white wife beater on, and he had some of them fucking wind pants on.
Oh, hell no. He was wearing damn 50 cent G-Unit jeans. I remember it.
God damn it. I don't.
Can we just talk about who came up with the name wife beater for that shirt? Like, what a freeze.
I don't know, but I tell you what, I'm going to be a thief beater if I catch this motherfucker.
Bro,
call whatever shirt I got on when I run up on him, the goddamn thief beater.
Hey, I'm going to jerk that son of a bitch up by his damn rat tail and teach him a damn lesson and drown him in the creek water. I swear to God.
Listen, this motherfucker, he had a Save-A-Lot sack over his head.
The man was a savage. He was suffocating himself. While he was stealing our shit.
He didn't cut no fucking holes.
No
summer.
Holes.
He just put a Save-A-Lot sack over his head. All we could see was that he was bald and there was a rat tail about a foot long sticking out the fucking back.
There's a big ass hole in the top of the bag. His big bald ass head was sticking out and his rat tail was hanging out the back.
Yeah.
That's all we saw.
Fucking straight bullshit right there, man. I'm telling you. Who the fuck would have hired somebody to do that to us?
I don't know, man, but I like to know where the hell he got off with your damn snakeskin boots. Because, I mean, that's realistically the prize that he really got away with. You've had them since, what, 97?
Yep.
You had them since 97? Cherish the fuck out of them. I mean, that's just an iconic part of who you was. I mean.
I'm going to hurt this son of a bitch when I find it.
Oh, he's done. He's done.
Oh, my God. Look, you had to have pissed somebody off recently because you apologized to everybody here in last year.
It had to be Victory.
Victory. It was either KSI or Unlimited. That's who my money
It couldn't have been XGC. Right, we never saw him.
That's true. That's true.
Never saw him coming. He would have hit us in like lickety split. We never saw that motherfucker coming. I can't believe I slept through all this shit.
Yeah, you were fuckered up. Hell, the trail cam showed you slobbering on yourself.
Buddy, hey, when I woke up, buddy, I was wetter than a fucking water slide. I was sweating and shit. There's no damn AC on in that house. That whole double wide felt like a sauna.
Yeah, no shit. This has got me inspired. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to dedicate myself. Now, next season on the Creator's Corner, we're going to start having some episodes. We're going to help people solve mysteries and crimes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, hear me out, because you and I both, we're pretty slick on shit.
I mean, we're pretty educated.
Yeah. Now, look here. Any kind of redneck crime that has happened to you that you have not been able to get resolution to, you come to the Creator's Corner, and we'll figure this shit out. You send your cousin to Whataburger to get your fucking food and come back, and he's got a full thing of fries and you only got a half a tray of them, we can figure out what the fuck happened.
Hey, you put one and seven together and you get four. I mean, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You buy a case of beer, set your cooler on your porch, your uncle comes over, and you all of a sudden only got a 12-pack, we can solve these crimes. I'm telling you right now. We're going to dedicate some time. We're going to start helping the fucking folks out.
I just can't believe shit like that happened. But, I mean, if y'all see this man, I mean, if you see a man walking around with a Save-A-Lot bag over his head, bald, with a rat tail, please contact us. Do not contact your local authorities, because we want his ass. We want his ass alive. And I want them damn snakeskin boots back, because Terrico looks so damn good in them boots. I swear.
How the fuck am I supposed to go out dancing now?
Buddy, you can't. You can't.
There you go.
You just can't.
Killed my fucking dancing career.
And but he's been breaking them in since 97. They're one of a kind. They were made for this man's foot. He will never be able to recover from this.
You know what the savages did?
What?
They stole my brand new fucking Rogue Energy Cup.
Oh, my God.
It was white with burnt orange letters on it. You know,
oh my God, this is fucking. Hey, and you son of a bitch, you bring that motherfucking can opener back, and I want all four cans of my pinto beans. Or I swear to God, I will.
We gotta switch topics. We gotta move forward.
I can't deal with
University of Texas colors.
I can't deal with
University of Texas.
I can't deal with
you know, God Himself sent His Son Jeebus to University of Texas, where He loved the Longhorns, liked to watch football. You know, He drove a Ford pick'em up truck, drank Shiner Bock beer.
Yep.
His daddy God made the Dallas Cowboys because Jeebus loved fucking football so much. So when he graduated, he'd keep on watching it.
Oh, yeah. I feel that.
I ordered that cup special just because of that. It's a tribute to me and Jeebus. Okay? And this motherfucker, you know what? You guys listening, we need your help. I want y'all to tag whoever you think hired this motherfucker in the tweet when we announce this fucking podcast is going on YouTube. Y'all tag whoever the hell you think is responsible for it. Tag who you think the thief was and who you think hired. We're going to get to the bottom this year.
But there is an official reward. We are going to offer up $12.75 that's left on the food stamp card. One Suboxone strip. What do you got, Terracode?
Two nights at the Ego House.
Oh, shit. What else you got?
I'm gonna dig deep here. I got a fucking jar in there, bro. Quart jar.
Yep.
That every day when I come in from work, I dump my pockets into it.
Yep.
It's got bolts, nuts, chains. I'm not talking about just copper tops. I'm talking about it's got some silver in it too. I'll put that whole thing in there. Whatever's in it, you get.
I got a coffee can full of old lawnmower parts that I don't need no more. So I mean, I'll let them have that. So
let's hear.
You guys are so generous. Oh my God.
I have a whole desk drawer, and I'm not exaggerating, of Ethernet cables.
Yeah.
About 5 foot long.
Hell yeah. I have an old Net 10 cell phone that I don't need no more. It's got cool games on it, ringtones, all that. You remember them ringtones that they'd be like the high-pitched voice, and they'd be talking real fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had one of them.
Oh, yeah.
I have all the, you know what I'm saying, that Soldier McBoy or whatever. And I have all kinds of songs on that motherfucker. It's pretty much an MP3 player, but it's a Net 10 track phone. You can get minutes at Dollar General right now.
Listen, I have a half of a pint left of Dripping Springs whiskey. High dollar. It was at least $3 for that pint. I'll put that in there.
That ain't bad at all, I'm telling you.
All right, I'm making the poster for you guys. We got a jar of Terracotta's Pocket.
Pocket.
Contents.
All right, I'll get you guys a fire made, and we'll get that out there, and we're going to find
it. I'll tell you what we don't have. What's that? Window air conditioner units no more.
That ain't no shit.
Yeah, we ain't got that shit.
What kind of savage? Kind of savage steals a motherfucker's air conditioner?
Yeah.
Out the one. I was watching the trail cam here, and that's kind of grainy on my fucking flip phone, but I could see enough.
Yeah.
You know, at one point, Corey, you rolled over face down in that goddamn beanbag, and you were sweating so bad you slid all the way down the floor. You just climbed back up in that motherfucker and rolled over and went back to sleep.
Buddy, I'm telling you, thank goodness I wasn't on that damn camo couch, because I would have hated to have ruined that motherfucker with my sweaty ass.
That ain't no shit.
I'm so thankful that they didn't take that. That was my biggest concern.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, if they took the camo couch, imagine if they took our camo couch.
If you guys see a motherfucker pulling a Sunfire car,
white doors,
with a riding lawnmower.
The trunk don't close. He has bungee cables that somehow tie around. And I don't know what the fuck, how he has that motherfucker tied up, but the trunk will not close.
Let's hear. I'm about to send a text to all the fucking Smiths up in Red River County, Texas. And we're going to find this motherfucker, Aunt. Landry can tell you, we're going to roll deep. I'm going to have my cousins bring their wives.
Hey, but if you want, but I'd go down here at Smith Bottom on Big Creek, man. I'll get all them Smiths together for you, too.
We probably related.
You're probably related.
Probably are. Hey, I kid you not. Look it up. Smith Bottom, Big Creek, Kentucky. I'm telling you, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Hey, all them Smiths down there. Hey, right. Bad Hair Smith, you don't want to fuck with him, buddy. He has a rat tail.
Huh.
Bad Hair Smith has a rat tail.
Motherfucker.
Hey, you think he's in on this shit?
I don't know.
Thankfully, you guys don't have a lot of enemies, so it'll be pretty easy to narrow it down.
Bad Hair ain't been the same since he fell off that damn bridge, though.
I'll tell you what. We're going to get this motherfucker, and we're going to take him past first corner all the way down the tree in the road, and we're going to fucking wear his ass out.
Oh, hell yeah. Take his ass down to Rock House, beat his ass with a rock.
You got it, Toyota.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to give him an apple crumble. You know what that is?
No, what's that?
That's when you go to Walmart and you buy you one of them frozen apple cobblers and you put it in a pillowcase and you beat a motherfucker. Beat him like he owes you rent. And then you got an apple crumble instead of an apple cobbler.
Hey, we'll take that motherfucker up on the strip mine. They'll never find his ass.
And then you got a meal after you whoop his ass. You just bring the crumble in, put it in the oven, cook it like normal.
Hey, what goes down in the creek stays in the creek, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm fired up.
I hear you.
I got a serious taste of red ass right here. The longer I sit here and the more I sweat, the hotter I get, the fucking madder I get. I'm telling you.
All right, I'm going to get the intro.
Oh, no, no. We don't need none of that shit.
No, we're trying to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
What was that old boy's name you got into it with down there at the same time?
I don't know, man, but I'm going to tell you straight up, man. I bet that damn KSI Jasmine, where the fuck
Miss Aries.
I bet she's in on this shit because I done heard through the grapevine that I am not getting in the Hall of Fame because my execution is not up to par coming from Miss Aries because she's clearly the most decorated leader in KSI history.
Yes.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
I didn't hear it through the grapevine. I pretty much was told straight to my face by Victory, but I'm not going to get in the fucking KSI Hall of Fame either.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Tell me somebody that's contributed more to KSI than you.
I'm sitting here thinking.
Shit, you done more than Billy Roach did. You didn't even steal from the charity.
You know what? Now that you mention that, I don't know if Miss Ari would pay somebody to break in her house, but that dickhead she's married to, he probably would.
Probably.
Oh, Alan? Yeah, he talks shit. He hates me. But I understand he hates everybody, including himself, too, the way his personality is. He's a real shitty motherfucker. He probably...
Do you remember last episode when I told that fella that I want KSI to stay as far away from charity as humanly possible?
Yeah.
You know that Miss Aries, she's the COO or some shit. Of this gamer resort thing, And she's using and she's pushing that all up on KSI, gonna get all the members to donate and probably do all this shit, getting them all on her server. Then that's just she's just gonna filter the members out of KSI into her shit again. Like, dude, people are so dumb. Like, KSI and Charity do not go well together. Ask Bill. KSI and Adderall, on the other hand, go hand in hand.
Ask Bill.
KSI, Adderall. That goes together like checkbook, or that goes together like food stamps and 12 packs of Mountain Dollar.
Listen here, man. There are some names that just become tarnished to the point that you should just quit.
Yeah.
I personally, VOS is one of those. Tom,
what the fuck is a VOS? Is that water?
Yeah. Redbeard keeps trying to resurrect it. And in my opinion, it died with the whole scandal that went down on it. That name to me is forever tarnished. KSI should realize.
Yeah.
Listen, you have, in fact, you know, you have multiple KSIs. You have one.org that owns the copyright to the name.
Yeah.
.com, who claims to be the real one, they don't even own their own name. And they're talking about getting a fucking business license and all this shit and a name they don't fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Damn YouTuber owns that shit.
Yeah.
That ain't no shit. Dude, you had to go to page like 138 to find KSI.
Well, if you want to know the difference in the KSIs, look at KN.
Yeah.
Look how successful they're doing. Look at how well they're doing right now.
Yeah.
And look at where they came from.
Yeah. All it took was just cutting ties with that toxicity.
Cutting the name out.
Yeah.
Cutting the name out.
I'm telling you right now, KSI is like the worst shit in the world, low key. Like, just imagine the worst off name brand drink. Like ever, like Moon Mist or something, right? Moon Mist. Who the fuck drinks Moon Mist? If you drink Moon Mist, fuck you. All right?
Red Tornado.
I'm telling you right now, Moon Mist tastes like ass. All right? Now, we over here, we goddamn Dr. Thunder out here. You know what I'm saying? We motherfucking Mountain Holler. Now, y'all Moon Mist. Yeah. Y'all stay in your damn lane. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers only buying you.
They don't deserve a lane if they're drinking that shit.
Yeah, motherfuckers only buying you when everything else is out of stock.
That's it, right there. That's it.
Shit, for I drink Moon Mist.
Some bullshit.
For I drink Moon Mist, I drink damn vegetable juice. Fuck that shit. I eat that healthy shit.
I'm sitting here thinking, you think anybody else? I'm pretty sure it's one of those two. It's either Unlimited or KSI.
It's one of them. It's definitely one of them. They done got the drop on us, stole our damn air conditioners, stole our damn electric.
I bet them motherfuckers Unlimited are sitting out there at that big fancy ass pool in those big fancy ass chairs, using our can opener to open up our fucking beans, kicking back and having a good fucking evening.
Did anybody check our lawn chairs? Are they gone?
Oh, no, not the fucking lawn. I'll be back.
Not the lawn chairs.
Yo, I just ditched the podcast, imagine. I'm out. Like, y'all don't hear from me for like 10 minutes. I come back all out of breath.
This is some bullshit. Right here.
Oh my God.
This is bullshit. I think. I'm racking my brain. I have tried my best to get along with everybody. I can't imagine it was. They have to be targeting you, Corey.
They could target little old sweet old innocent. TSB Terror Code.
No.
There ain't no way.
He's never done anything wrong in his entire life.
Glad we all agree.
Never bothered nobody. You ain't never bothered nobody.
Stays in his own lane. Minds his own business.
Just a good old boy. Never made it no harm.
Yep.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, man, I've just been a small town girl on a midnight train going anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel it. Hey.
I have my damn camo Crocs on, too.
Well, you know what? If they wasn't targeting us, who in the house would they have been targeting?
Oh, they might have broken in the whole damn wrong double wide. We out here talking all this shit, and it was just a fucking freak accident.
I don't believe it was. I think we was targeted because of some bitch. It was personal. Look at the shit they took.
I know. the damn can opener in my pinto beans.
That's bullshit right there. That's straight bullshit.
I'm telling you, my damn, hey, yeah, I love that damn can opener. That shit was probably from made in 83. I got that shit from my grandma.
I cut my fucking finger off trying to open this goddamn can of cold soup over here with this fucking pocket knife. I'm going to be really mad.
That's why I appreciate a company like Pork and Beans. They got that little tab you can pull off.
Yeah.
And here's another thing while we're on here. Why the hell is Van Camp's Pork and Beans so damn expensive?
Tell me. I don't know, but I sure would like some Pork and Beans.
No, seriously. Why the hell is the damn big 12-pack so damn expensive?
That's a good question.
Damn. Yeah, like... All that is the hot dog some beans, the fuck.
Hey, let's see if we can get a representative from the company on the podcast. We'll ask
I want Van Camp fucking CEO on here immediately.
Yeah, I want to answer that question myself.
Are we going to tell everybody why how we're fucking so with high? Ego now?
Go ahead.
All right, everybody. So, this is an official Ego Elite Gaming Organization podcast at this point. We are aligning our brand. I mean, realistically, they're lucky. That's us, too. That's us, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody on both sides is lucky.
It was a tough negotiation, but I mean, we really came to terms. And, you know, they gave us what we wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, realistically. So, you know, at this point, this is going to be the creator's corner. Powered by Elite Gaming Organization from this point on. If you guys,
it goddamn sure. It ain't gonna be powered by Rogue Energy because they stole my fucking
cup. Ain't gonna be powered by Rogue Energy. They yet to cut me a check. They yet to contact me. Shit, I'm still trying to figure out if they can figure it out so the Rogue Energy could be EBT approved. Hell yeah. We'll market that shit. I mean, that'll increase our code usage by at least tenfold. Put that out there. Be like, tenfold. Hey, everyone. You can use your EBT card at RogueEnergy.com. You know, use code EXILED. You know what I'm saying? That'll increase sales by tenfold, 100%.
100% right there.
Next generation shit.
Next generation
but
shit
all right seriousness,
there.
Follow Elite Gaming Organization on Twitter at Ego Arena. And, you know, it's an honor to be working with such great establishment and great people as Ego Arena.
Yeah.
Which is us.
Hey, you want to tell them about the intro we were talking about? Having somebody do it.
Oh, you tell them. You open up the competition. Bust open.
All right. We're about to have a competition for the intro on the Creator's Corner here podcast. And we're going to pay $100 to the winning person, and we're going to use your intro. We want a country rap song, a redneck rap song. Music, lyrics, everything. We want it original.
You get bonus points if you tap dance to it.
We wanted to include things that we talk about pretty regular here on the podcast.
Mountain Holler,
you know, Dr. Thunder.
Yep. Fucking Crocs.
Double
camouflage.
Camo couches.
Hollers.
Lawn chairs.
Hollers.
Yeah. Things like that. And you guys submit it to us there on Twitter, and we will go through them. We'll pick the one we like the most. We'll give you a shout out, and we will run your intro. You know, a season, maybe more, depending on how much we like it and what the demand is. But
hey, you want to hear what XGC's entry is going to sound like?
Yeah, all go right. ahead.
That was it. Because they don't fucking exist.
Listen.
That was it.
Y'all are coming for my job. I can
that
hear
was it.
It.
I'd like to have a moment of silence for Mr. XGN's KSI Hall of Fame miss.
If I don't get in the fucking Hall of Fame, then that proves my fucking point. Why the hell is a bunch of people that's done less than me get to sit around and decide if I get in the Hall of Fame? These motherfuckers ain't split Division fucking one. They don't know shit. I made it to the board of directors before I was fucking knee high to a fucking beanstalk. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, but.
Listen, put your Crocs back on.
No, I'm flipping. Hey, buddy. Bring that motherfucker back in here. I want round two with him. I go round and round.
I'm telling you.
I hop out the back of the S10 quicker than shit and beat that motherfucker's ass in the parking lot of Save-A-Lot quicker than you know what the hell went on. I tell you what. Shit.
You didn't even let me stop the S10. You jumped out while we were still rolling.
Well, you know I ain't wearing. Hey, it's your damn fault. You ain't got no damn seatbelts in that motherfucker.
You asked that man a question and didn't even let him. He said, "Oh, okay, I guess you're gonna." And you did not let up. That man didn't even get the answer. The question you asked.
That's good. I'm glad KSI knows their place. When I ask a question, I'll answer it myself because I don't value their opinion. But I do value that Hall of Fame spot, so y'all need to put me the fuck on there.
Value it enough to get in the Hall of Fame, but not really.
The Hall of Fame. Now I don't want to hear nobody talk shit about KSI. Until I get the Hall of Fame, it's fuck y'all.
But not fuck you enough that he doesn't get in.
Look,
yeah, just enough.
Look, I want the whole damn clan to shut down, but first I need to be put in the Hall of Fame. It's a very love-hate relationship.
I know. Listen, I've listened to that podcast 4 or 5 times because it was pretty entertaining. And there were several times there I started timing it. I think you went at least 3 minutes without taking
Buddy, I was pissed. Yeah. When he told me it was impossible, oh, it was over.
You?
It was over. Don't lie to me, son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Canadians aren't supposed to be.
That's what I'm saying. He said, he's like, it's impossible. I'm like, but it's happened before. If it's happened before, how? What changed?
Let me ask you something, Corey. What I just said kind of made me think. Do you have any experience with Canadian women? Because I do.
I'm telling you right now, Canadian women have square asses and terrible personalities.
You right?
Damn, bro, who are you talking about? Oh my god, we're roasting. I didn't think you was gonna agree with me. Shit.
Oh no, I had an experience with a Canadian woman.
Oh hell yeah!
She was not.
I did too. Monday victory. That Canadian woman sure did have a smart mouth on him, didn't he? What? Jericho, you ain't gonna agree with me? Back me up. I'm gonna show the text. You said speak my truth and I'll back you up. Where's that at?
Keep that same.
I just said I had a Canadian woman on the show Monday and you ain't backing me up.
I agree. I was getting a big old dip of snuff right.
Wasn't he acting like a big old sissy?
He was acting like a big old sissy.
Well, okay. I love how I kept trying to pull your ass in onto that conversation to help me out Monday. And you just got quiet. I'd be like, yo, you can even ask Terracode, I'm sure, and he would be able to crickets.
Well, in my
you didn't let up though.
In my defense, you answered for me and yeah.
Jericho, really listen, buddy. I just wanted to make sure that he got. I didn't want to give him a chance to cut in and really realistically say anything because, like I said earlier, his opinion just wasn't valued. I mean, honestly, like how can you have the initials KSI in your name and expect your opinion to be valued? But ultimately, I feel like the podcast went very well. I didn't really attack him personally. I just spoke the facts about KSI and the shit that went down, and this motherfucker just couldn't see it. I'm sorry. Like he just could not. He did not want to see it. And he did not have that we didn't want to have that conversation.
Listen, you weren't just speaking the facts about shit that went down. How many times has that exact scenario gone down?
Buddy, I gave him an exact scenario. Like, if you notice how much I made him backtrack, I made him tell me something was impossible, and then I gave him direct examples of how it was possible to the point he changed his whole damn mind. He probably left that conversation feeling terrible about his job.
I mean, he works for KSI.
I know. So. I would go to bed every night crying myself to sleep. Could you imagine, like, being like that? Like, just being, like, the leader of KSI. Like, just imagine, like, going to bed knowing that who you work for, that your boss is more likely snorting Adderall off some girl's asshole while you're laying in bed sleeping.
Now listen, here's one of my things about that is, how the fuck are you going to say that the people that created that Klan can't influence it, don't have any say-so over it, don't have any ownership?
He pretty much said dead meat, like, was irrelevant.
That would be like someone saying your opinion wasn't relevant about XP and stuff. Or my opinion wasn't relevant about TSB stuff. Or J2H for Life or Helios or any of these people who made their own fucking clans. Because what gives them the right to say they own it?
Yeah.
They didn't make it. They didn't buy it.
That's what I'm saying.
They didn't do shit. What did JT do? He wasn't one of the original founders.
No. Yes, him he was. There's a whole front page article said he was. Yeah, when they fucked BT and them over, there's a whole front page article said JT was the original founder and he's been here since the beginning.
I mean, I bet you that the six living creators that are left will tell you they don't know who the fuck he is.
Wait. What do you think about them tweets Bill put out, man? 140,000 members in KSI at one time at their peak. How do you feel about that? He had 25 paid employees and college professors from around the world educating KSI.
I mean, just continue to.
I broke the secret, man. I told the world how at XGN's peak we had 1 million ninjas that scoured the planet searching for all the top secrets of humanity. I let it out, man.
Yeah.
If you look at my tweet.
Yeah.
Where I said that I had 1 million ninjas that scoured the planet searching for the humanity's top secrets, and his tweets where he said there was 140,000 members in KSI and 25 paid employees and all this other bullshit, each of them are just as believable. Absolutely.
I mean, to be honest with you, I've heard Nodis said in parties talking about how the NSA was listening in on his Xbox Live party, so... There's not really a whole lot you could ever tell me that we're talking about somebody who blacklisted people for mentioning certain games on Xbox. He blacklisted them from his community. He got so mad at Halo at one point, if you mentioned Halo in his party, you were blacklisted from KSI.
My God. I just don't understand how after the history, here's my problem. This is my problem when I told Victory. I don't understand how KSI, after the history they had, for one, how they can have anything to do with a fucking charity. All right, that gamer resort shit is 110% a fucking scam, okay? Jasmine or whatever her fucking name is definitely just going to filter all of the members that's in the KSI server into her bullshit charity server and then fucking hit the Klan, 100%. I'm calling it right here, sure as day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And any money donated, 100% is just vanished, magically going to vanish, 100%. So,
yeah,
the whole thing is just a scam.
How the fuck with the history of KSI can you sit around with that elitist attitude and act like you're
better? How could you even slightly act like you were the better client, like you're better than anyone when you have KSI in your fucking name? Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ.
You know, I always gave Fuzzy and those guys a break. I thought they were... you know, good guys and shit, but there was a situation where they had a guy who was a board member that was messing with an underage girl. She was 17. He was 20-something, like 27, 28. She was 16, 17, something like that. And they were shown proof of that, and because this guy was pretty popular and had a good following, they didn't want to kick him out because it would hurt their clan. And what really got me about that was, and a friend of mine put this in perspective, he said, we're talking about the same board of directors that will blacklist a whole fucking squad for coming in your party. But they won't remove a motherfucker they knows dating an underage.
I mean, look, it's all about who has the control and who like can hurt them or who has influence. If you have influence, you have power, and you're not going to get replaced, period. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna get replaced, and they'll cover up the worst shit in the world just to keep you. They won't make the tough decisions.
Have you noticed that KSI kind of has it? KSI in itself is Bill's personality, the paranoia, the power struggles, all that. Those are all people rose to the top that rode his emotions. And it's just that wave has continued to this day. It's still in existence in KSI. And .com thinks they're better. Look at what they just did to Cali and BT and hell, Game. I mean, who's ever had a conflict with Game?
No one. And I don't understand. Like, it still gets me, and I'll say it again. People lesser than myself, lesser than BT, lesser than a lot of people are sitting around as a panel and getting to decide who's worthy, quotations, of being in the Hall of Fame when they have done lesser than the people they're judging.
Yeah. Well, you know, Cali and BT are passionate people. They will argue with you about shit, you know, and they'll – but Game? I mean, let that – who? Why would you fuck Game over? Like, what? Who would he have argued with?
Bro, listen, when all that shit happened, keep in mind, Game paid for their server, paid for all their shit, paid for everything. And when all that shit happened, JT went around telling everyone he's the one that paid for shit. He did everything, and Game didn't pay for shit. That's the kind of person JT is.
Yeah, and they know
each other. They hung out, all that shit, kicked it, and in return, get a knife in the back.
And JT let their damn website get so far behind. Carrot bought himself into ownership by taking over payments for the fucking website. And then he was deployed or something, went overseas, and like 3 or 4 months there, his credit card got declined because he was overseas. You know, he didn't know what was going on. So the members had to step in and come up with like $400 or something like that to catch it up because they were about to lose their website. And how are you going to... It blows my mind that people will stay in that knowing all that.
I don't understand. If you look at all the shit and all the bullshit Bill's done and all the shit he continues to say and do, like, I don't know why anyone would be a part of that. Like, it's literally, like, the most toxic thing in the world. And
it's a joke. It's really literally a joke. When you get in a party with him, like, you understand when they walk in with that elitist attitude, and we're sitting here That, you know, people ask me all the time what happened with KSI.org. First off, I didn't want to be affiliated with them. I liked having them to the side. I was cool with them, but VA Sly Knot, he wanted that. He's like, this will bring us more mainstream, you know, because we're evolving. And you know, he made good arguments. I was outvoted. So we offered it to him. Mm-hmm. And the first thing they do, KSI Imperial 7, KSI MP7, he comes to me and starts giving me a list of clans that he wants hit. These are, in his direct words, these clans are a thorn in our side. Like, I don't know who the fuck these little clans are, but they're KSI breakoffs. So I'm going around smashing clans. I'm doing exactly what they asked me to do. Then they vote on whether they're going to join Hydra or not, and they turn us down. And you know what they tell me? They told me because they didn't want the KSI name connected to the things.
Things they asked you to do?
Oh. Yes. All the things they asked me to do. Yes. All the things they asked me to do were reasons why they wouldn't join Hydra. Like, they were better than me. And that's what I told them in that meeting when I left. I said, I had to be talked into this because I didn't want my name tied to you motherfuckers. And you have the audacity to act like you're fucking better than me and my people? Fuck all of y'all.
And I mean, realistically, man, and, you know, they say a whole different side of the story. They talk mad shit, and, you know, like, I'm not going to lie, I believed the shit until we actually spoke and et cetera. And, I mean, just to kind of explain the toxicity and kind of, like, the bullshit that comes along with KSI, like, from my time there, like, I learned so many, like, negative traits and so many, like the paranoia, the like hatred, like, and all that shit that for a long time, I just kind of rolled with it. I just kind of like was like, yeah, all this shit they say 100% is true. But once you really fucking understand, you really fucking understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking once Bill came back fucking probably about a year ago and was hanging around, like, for the first time since, like, fucking I was over 18, right? Fucking it was like, wow.
Yeah.
This is him. This fucking old raggedy ass crackhead. Yeah. Just fucking wandered into the room. Yeah. who let this fucking homeless man wander into the local Hardee's while I'm ordering? Can you guys get this fucker out of here? He smells like fish. I'm trying to order.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, fuck him. It's just horrible.
You think he's the motherfucker that broke
his arm? I swear to God, man, I bet you a fucking $100 bill that Bill has grown a rat tail and put a Save-A-Lot bag over his head and broke into our double wide looking for any sight of Adderall, Suboxone, or Methadone that he could find. I swear to God. That motherfucker's so desperate, he's looking for damn diet pills. He said, I'll take Adipex. What's up? Shit, he's looking for anything he can, man. He was in there looking for anything he could get.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Yes. Don't you give me a serious answer. Who is more unstable, Ray or Bill?
Oh, my God.
The fact that you have to hesitate before you answer.
I don't know, man. That is so tough. One creates a billion different profiles and has about 16 alter egos, and the other one, dude, he has alter egos too. He thinks he's Officer Bill, fucking Agent Bill, fucking goddamn, he's everything. He's Microsoft employee partner.
Landry has sat here and looked at my phone when, like, my phone would just blow the fuck up with like 65 Twitter messages, and then she would block me. How many times have you seen that, Landry?
Definitely a few times.
Yeah. Like, just wear me the fuck out and then block me. And then the other night, call me her stalker on fucking Twitter because she unblocked me and started talking shit to me.
I don't want none of them problems you got, buddy. I want her to say, fuck away from me. She DMs me, man. I ain't saying shit. God bless you. Ray, if you're watching, I wish you nothing but the best. And I don't know what the hell's wrong with Terra Code. I don't have no beef with you. Just please, Lord, don't make a billion alternate accounts to bother me. Please, just don't. Ray, I ain't got a problem with you or your other fucking 72 personalities. I ain't got no qualms with none of them. Please, don't bother me. I'm get my ass fucked. I can't deal with
unproblematic
that. King. Hell no. Try to give me your problems. Listen, buddy, did you see that shit? I love after Bill tweeted all that fucking psycho shit. I said that shit about ninjas. He comes up underneath my tweet. Don't make shit up. Did you see that? I was like, what the fuck? I was joking around. He come underneath there serious. Hell, I don't want to see you making shit up. I was like, all right, fuck. Damn. I was like, you over here tweeting fucking the most insane, absurd shit.
Nonsense.
I say a joke. He said, hey, cut your shit. Cut your shit, Corey. I don't want to see any of that.
Fucking Helium.
I don't think he's going to reply.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
That's
bad.
Listen, you don't get fucking Helios.
I'm telling Helios right now, 2 days from now, when Bill wakes up naked on his bathroom floor and he shit himself from all the drugs he's taken over the past 72 hours, I swear to God he's going to reply to Helios and he's going to regret saying any of that. You just wait when he wakes up.
Bill has definitely had
a few situations where he's passed out for multiple days and woke up and had to change himself. He's 100% had those situations. He woke up with a bloody nose and was like, what happened?
I'm going to tell you right now, those kind of people don't bother me because I don't give a fuck how many bully Twitters they make and fucking screenshot my shit and fucking talk about how I'm an internet bully and all this shit. Motherfucker, I got our DMs where I'll show people the shit that you have done to people. I don't do the shit you do to people. I just called you out for doing it. And you want to say that I'm the bad guy for calling you out on your shit. That's fucking fine with me. You can fucking report me to anybody you want to report me to. They're going to tell me, as long as you're telling the fucking truth, it's okay.
Look, everybody seems to think that fucking, because we're cool now, I feel like I can talk shit. I'm going to be honest. I done fucking been quiet for too damn long, and I'm just speaking my mind. I ain't talking no shit to nobody. I ain't going to do nothing to nobody. I don't want no harm done to nobody. But fuck, if you're fucking up and you're treating me like shit and you've treated me like shit or you said shit about me, I'm going to fucking address it. Like, I'm not just going to sit be quiet about it. Like, but fuck, it's not that serious. Like, when I fuck around with XGC, you know what I mean? It's because I literally, if I could get the motherfucking Double O, whoever the fuck the leader is, to come on the podcast,
my God, I give him the most we'll give him the most press he's had in fucking 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, I don't give a fuck. I ain't worried about them. I ain't got no problem with them. But the fucking fact of the matter is they take part in the scene 0%. They definitely fluff their fucking numbers. All right. They lie about it. They deceive people. And I would bring it up to them and ask, hey, why the fuck are you doing this live on the podcast? And that's how it would be settled and handled. I'm not trying to fucking be like, oh, well, hit your clan or fuck you or I'm going to talk shit to you. No, I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm just saying, in general, I think this outlet, this podcast is a good situation to call people out on their bullshit.
Yeah, it's a lot more effective than it is to make like a 10-part series on YouTube. Calling
yeah, dude. I mean, honestly, if you go on there, it's a lot better to speak your mind and shit instead of making a 10-part series calling everyone internet terrorists and saying that they ain't shit and they suck and you're going to sue them. I'm telling you, I still might do that shit, buddy. You laughing, but I got fucking emotional damages. I got PTSD.
Listen here, it's too late now. Somebody cleaned me out last night, homie.
I got PTSD. I want to fucking get that last air conditioner unit you got in court.
No, that's
yeah, hell yeah. And I want the Dale Earnhardt figure too. No.
No. Hell no. That's too far.
You got some
too fucking far right there.
The war's back on. War back on.
That's it right there. You guys here.
Dude, you're texting Ivy right now.
Fucking figurine.
Yeah. He said no faster than I know he really did. Guy said it whenever you asked if he could.
Ivy's on speed dial right now. It's over.
Yeah, that's it. Hell, it's over. To the goddamn
it's the last episode of the podcast, everyone. We're back to hating each other.
Yeah, except we got to record this weekend. Cool this weekend. So that's that, cool
then. It's over. It's this weekend's last episode, and the war's back on, everybody. Yep, till next season, then it's off again. What if we did that?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Like the Peyton Corey Keith, the trial, Mr. Ekman comes back till season two. I feel like we might need to just to keep it, you know, spicy. I think the magic relies on our hate.
Listen, I'm sitting here thinking of people who hate each other that we could have on the podcast.
I don't know, man, but I want you to help me make a clan.
Absolutely anybody.
And I want you to help me make a clan that just attacks my clans and poaches all my members into my other clan. All right, man. I was just following the blueprint. I mean, we'll call it a fucking EAM or something.
You know, that's the crazy thing when you talk about KSI and the shit that goes on in there, that they never talk about the fact that, you know, they all hate J2H and J2H has done all this. They never talk about the fact that their leaders were paying J2H to hit their own clan because they were afraid this person was going to get director before them. So they wanted to clip their fucking division off and stunt their growth. Like, they never talk about that shit. Their leaders were paying J2H and giving them access to the gamer tags of other divisions so that they could fucking hit them. They never ever mentioned that. You know how fucked up KSI is?
I made a joke about creating a clan. When I joke about shit, it's the real reality for KSI. like I made a joke about making a clan to hit my clan, and you just reminded me that's actually what KSI does. That's sad. Our jokes are their reality. Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, and that's something I've always told people in KSI. They're talking about J2H. I'm like, those are fucking y'all's chickens coming home to roost. J2H for life was a KSI kid. He got fucked over in KSI, and that's why he hated him forever. He went to TXI after he left fucking KSI. Yeah. No, he was in KSI. Was there when Nodis was in full swing.
Yeah, Nodis is a character. So, hey, everyone, we're going to try to have Bill on next episode. We're going to try, man. We're going to try like hell. No promises, but we're going to try. Get the man, the myth, the legend. Well, legend, maybe not. Legendary. You fucking wonder junkie.
Helios just...
The man. The myth. The junkie.
Wonder which personality is going to show up.
Hey, when are we going to get Ray on here?
Yo.
Which one? Which personality?
What if we got her and Nadas on here?
Dude, I don't know. I think the fucking personality's going to have like a fucking Royal Rumble.
What if they're the same person? What if they are the same person?
Bro, what if Bill was fucking like, oh my God, dude.
Have you ever seen those two together this week's
episode of the Creator's Corner? Mystery. We'll be picked up on the next episode. I hope you guys do enjoy. Terracode, take us out.
Raise hell, praise hell, God bless.
Remember, are they the same person? Are they? Which personality is superior? These are the questions we ask ourselves in the days of our lives. Goodbye.